and they do an amazingly good job at making sure that if people do go out there, that it's a highly controlled situation. Mm-hmm. Because Gunnison Island is connects us through the ecosystem to North and South America, Canada,
mm-hmm.
South America. Because it is a rookery, because this is where the great American white pelican
right.
is roosting. And so it's a very limited group of people who can go out there. Robert Smithson has led me to Alfred Lamborn. Alfred Lamborn was an artist who was British by birth, and his family was a wave of family who converted to be Mormon and came out and settled here in Utah. And so there were a lot of British then immigrants who were here. He was an artist, and so he started doing set design and then started to get to know the other artists in the region. And so he knows J.D. Harwood and Charles, the painter, Charles Savage, the photographer, mm-hmm. starts to work with these different artists. And he's taken out on the lake in a boat, in a sailboat. That experience that he has done, and also reading the 1850 Stansbury Expedition report, all of a sudden these expedition reports for the great, for this region, Fremont, of course, is one of them,
mm-hmm.
and then Stansbury, as he's right. out here and he does this triangulation of Great Salt Lake, captures Lamborn's imagination, and Lamborn takes off from there and writes a serial account of living on Gunnison Island for 14 months. And it's in the Deseret News. And then he takes that and turns it into Pictures of an Inland Sea. And he publishes this book three times. It ends up being called Our Inland Sea, wherein he has homesteaded on Gunnison Island for 14 months because he wants to have property out there because he's so enchanted with the lake. He's a writer, he's an artist, he's British, he's bringing that sensibility of back to that picturesque,
right.
the sublime, the way that landscape is talked about, that terminology, that idea, out onto a barren rock where there are a bunch of animals called birds screaming at him all the time. Since come to discover maybe he didn't really live out there the whole 14 months.
Yes.
And he goes to court and he isn't able to get the homesteading rights, the company, the people who are gathering the guano, which is bird poo,
right.
to use as fertilizer, mm-hmm. end up getting that instead. But his imagination, his writing, absolutely incredible. I have this new layer of added interest. I really want to go to Gunnison.
Wow.
Like, I haven't been there. But I know it through, of course, photographs.
Mm-hmm.
I know it in seeing it from being at Spiral Jetty. I know it through the drawings, the prints that were done in the 1800s. And my next body of work is going to be about Alfred Lamborn and this idea of how do we think about the lake and where did that start and what kind of language did we use then as opposed to now. Are we still using that same language? Is that same language appropriate? Oh, look, the sunset is so pretty. It's so picturesque.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sublime. There's a new consciousness of the lake that's growing through eco-poetry that looks back to people like Alfred Lamborn, but I think takes us into a new direction. And I think that's really exciting.